Loyalist Township received over $11,000 worth of smoke and carbon monoxide detectors from Enbridge Gas this week. Enbridge Gas and Loyalist Township Emergency Services announced a partnership that will look to reduce fire and carbon monoxide-related deaths in the area. Safe Community Project Zero by Enbridge Gas looks to completely eliminate the number of fire and carbon monoxide-related deaths in Ontario. This year, Enbridge Gas invested $315,000 into the program and will provide more than 10,000 smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to residents in 50 municipalities across the province. Over the past 15 years, the program has provided more than 86,000 alarms to Ontario fire departments. The alarms are delivered in part by the Fire Marshal's Public Fire Safety Council. Eastern Region Supervisor Construction at Enbridge Gas, Michelle Rogers, spoke about the importance of the program.
Enbridge is committed to educating the public about the importance of having fire fuel burning appliances inspected annually by licensed contractors, installing and testing combined smoke and carbon monoxide alarms as a vital second line defense. We are very proud to support the communities that we work in, live in, we play in. And so we're really proud to be able to come here today to present Loyalist Township with over $11,000 worth of smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
Currently, there is a province-wide requirement for all homes to have a carbon monoxide alarm if they have a fuel-burning appliance or an attached garage. Loyalist Township's Wake Up Loyalist program will help provide the alarms for residents free of charge, while focusing on individuals in the community who are identified by the department as high risk. The Wake Up Loyalist program is a home fire prevention program available to all residents. The program sees firefighters going door to door and checking on smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. They ensure that they're properly installed, working, and that the home has a fire escape plan. Printed information is also provided to each home visited. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.